That's a Juno afternoon. Andy Klein with you. Thanks for being here with us. We're going to pick up the pace right now. We're going to keep on running, and we're going to spotlight the Yadu Akule track and field team at the Juno Douglas High School. And Zach Purcell's with us, who's the assistant coach. Zach, how you doing, man?
Hey, Andy. I'm doing good. Thanks for having us.
Good. Yeah. Well, so and we've got we're going to have a couple of people joining us as well. I think McKenna McNutt is on as well with us, one of the runners. McKenna, are you there? I think I see you on mute right at the – there you go.
Yes. Yeah, I'm here.
Hi. Hi. How you doing?
Good. Thank you.
Good. Well, Zach, I'll turn it to you first. Tell me, new season, how's it shaping up, and what are you excited about?
Oh, gosh, yeah. So we're bouncing back from COVID, and – these athletes are stoked. We're putting together a pretty big team this year. A lot of enthusiasm. We're trying to travel to Sitka, Haynes, Ketchikan for the region meet, then up to Anchorage for the state meet. Things are coming together quick. We're getting the track clear to snow, and rocking and rolling.
Tell me a little bit about the adjustments you had to make for COVID. How did that affect your team, training? Obviously, it affected travel, and being able to have meets and things like that, but how did it affect the individual athletes as far as them being able to stay in top form?
Yeah, you know, luckily we're an outdoor sport, but, you know, there was a time when we were, like, running outside with masks during practice. Wasn't easy. Same as everyone else. For us, the rules were changing constantly, but showed the resolve of these guys. They really just wanted to get after it, and there's a lot of desire to, like, keep training hard and keep competing. So, yeah, it was tough, and it wasn't, like, fun for a lot of it, but we kept the nose to the grindstone, and,
It seems like in today's world of athletics, there's so much other kinds of training that goes along with not just your primary sport, but you're doing weight training, you're doing all kinds of stuff like that, and I'm sure that must have impacted that as well.
Totally, yeah, right. We had to be flexible with, you know, where we're going to practice, what kind of facilities we have available, but, you know, we made the best of it.
And now there's all this pent-up energy and action and emotion happening. It's going to go. You guys are going to have record times. There's going to be personal bests all over the place. It's going to be amazing this year.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. No, we already had a school record drop last season. James Connolly broke the record in the 100 meters. Yeah, more to come.
Amazing. That's great. Yeah. Well, we're joined by McKenna McNutt. McKenna, what's your specialty on the track team? What do you run?
I'm a sprinter, so I run like 100, 200, and 400 relays.
Okay.
Mostly is what I do.
And Celia Wheeler is also on with us. Celia, how you doing? I see you're on mute real quick there, but how are you, Celia?
I'm good.
Good.
What are
your events?
I used to run hurdles, but I'm just going to stay with the 400, I think, this year, and maybe some 800.
Okay, 400, 800, middle distance kind of stuff. And but staying away. Now, what was it? What happened to the hurdles? That seems like such a challenging event. It's sort of an all or nothing kind of event, you know?
Yeah, it is very all or nothing. And then when you fall, It can be very painful. So.
Oh, yeah, right. And humiliating, probably. But not, shouldn't be. You go out there trying your best and really doing it. And it's hard. I mean, hurdles is one of those things that to me just looks kind of impossible. I can't believe people do it almost. It just.
It's a hard event, man. Yeah.
Yeah. Did you run that, Zach?
I've tried going over those things and I can attest, it ain't easy.
Zach, it's going from being a runner to being a coach. What's that transition been like for you?
Oh, it's great. I'm still fired up about running. So it's like, yeah, pretty natural transition. Like give back to people who gave so much to me, my coaches. I look up to them a ton. So it means a lot to be one of them now.
Yeah, I mean, there's such a great running culture in Juno. You're part of a family that's a big part of the running culture in Juno and you know, just all that. It's an amazing, really an amazing community. Juno, in some ways, you'd look at the environment here and go, oh, brother, man, running in Juno. But actually, we have we have world-class trails. We have incredible opportunities to get out there and run.
Right. Yeah. It doesn't happen in a vacuum. And we have 8 assistant coaches and head coaches this year. So it's a pretty big crew.
That's cool.
Coaching this team. So a lot of folks putting energy into it. Yeah,
about how many people are going to be on the team, do you think, when you fully round it out?
it's overwhelming, Andy. We have, what is it? At one time it was 50. At one time it got up to 60. We're like overflowing right now.
That's cool,
though. The
numbers
keep rising. New people keep showing up every day. Yeah, no, it's great.
It's so cool that it's such an inclusive sport. You know, running, I think that people sometimes think of running as this thing, oh, it's only only a certain body type or only a certain, you know, and there's so many different events, so many different ways to get involved in it.
Totally. Yep. Yeah. It's for anyone who wants to do it.
McKenna, I'll just turn it to you. How did you decide to get involved in running, and how did you kind of, get into the point where now you're on the team?
Yeah, well, I started running like with cross country in middle school. I went to the Montessori school, and cross country was the only sport available at the time. So I kind of got into it there. But when I got into high school, it was really like you were talking about, it's a really inclusive community. It's been a lot of fun. You get to learn a lot about like how to treat your body and how to like self-discipline and stuff like that. So it's just natural going from cross country to go into running. And I thought I'd just try something different from hearing.
And sprinting, sprinting is that's as different as you can get, sort of. I mean, obviously you build up your ability to, you know, you build up your lungs and you build up all that stuff, cross-country running. But how did you decide that sprinting was where it was going to be? Did your times just sort of dictate that, or was it more about what you really liked doing?
I guess kind of what I like doing. Like, I knew going into it when I started track that I'd want to do sprinting. And it's kind of fun. I kind of think about it like, well, exactly that when you're sprinting, it's just so fast. And it's like, there isn't really time to think. And there's not really time for it to hurt. The cross country is just so long. But
right.
I don't know. I like the speed, I guess.
Yeah.
And the short distance.
Yeah. What about the training, though? It seems to me like the actual training to be a great sprinter is much different than the training behind being a cross-country runner, or am I wrong about that?
I guess to some degree, yeah, it's pretty different. Kind of for sprinting, it's a lot more about like bulkier muscles than just like long-term endurance. But then again, like we have a lot of slender people on the sprinting team who are like our fastest sprinters too. Like, I don't know. I guess it's not really too different in training, in my opinion.
A little bit, maybe a little bit more strength work, but just sort of fine tuning stuff. Yeah.
I guess it's just like the form is different, but
right.
Sprinting, I mean, running is running, in my opinion.
Celia, how did you decide middle distance was where you wanted to kind of settle out?
Well, kind of to answer McKenna too, before I got into running because of Nordic skiing. Actually, I did the reverse of what people usually do.
Okay.
Usually Nordic skiing is like an off-season thing, but I started with Nordic skiing and did track just to cross train. But for track, I started with the sprinting too. And for those, it's just such short of a distance that if you're not like right off the bat already at a certain time level, it's harder to drop time there. So I switched up to a longer distance. And also I felt, because I also do cross country, that I might be better suited there.
But that's interesting.
I really,
you can see a little bit more progress in the middle distance, and you have the ability to cut down times a little bit more than sprinting, which is just like, you know, because you're talking about tenths of a second in sprints, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Whereas in a little bit more like middle distance, you've got a little bit more time to play with and to make up, and a little more strategy in the race as well, maybe, right? The 800 especially, there's a lot of strategy involved in that race. Yeah. Well, Zach, tell me a little bit. We've got a couple minutes here. Just tell me a little bit about the Alaska Nets fundraiser idea that you got coming up.
Yeah, totally. We're trying to raise some money to get these guys to be able to travel out of Juneau, go to Haines, Sitka, Ketchikan, state meetup in Anchorage. So we're pretty stoked. We have this movie showing where I've wanted to see this film for quite some time.
I have too.
I know a trailer came out a while ago, and then it hasn't really been on the streaming platforms.
Yeah, the Metlakatla basketball scene. Yeah, right.
Right. So the movie that we're going to be showing is Alaska Nets. Right. It's about the Metlakatla basketball team, high school basketball team. They're kind of takes you through like their whole season. It's a real behind the scenes look and look into what it's like to like live in that community. It's a really cool portrayal of like what it's like to be like living in this place. Like, yeah, kind of see how our neighbors live and what it's like there. So yeah, I watched the movie and I thought it was amazing. Recommend it for pretty much anyone. There are some like pretty intense themes of like death and hardship. Mm-hmm. But great movie. We're going to be showing it. So details, out at the drive-in theater that, the Gold Town has set up, thanks to them for helping us put this on.
Yeah.
It's on
once tonight, March. Right? Or next Friday. One's next Friday and then one's on Saturday. Right.
Right. Yeah. Yep. Well, let's not jump the gun. We're going next week,
right.
Friday, March 25th at 8 p.m.
Jump the gun. That's a track term. Jump the gun. I see what you're getting at there. I got you. Right.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Okay.
Well, yeah. We'll take it easy on the jokes. Okay.
Right.
But, so that's the date people can buy tickets. They're $10 each. They're online. I made a little Facebook event for it. You can search Alaska Nets at the Gold Town Drive-In. You can also go straight to the website. It's bpt.me/538-5337. Maybe we'll put that in the show notes or something online. That's possible, Andy.
Sure.
But,
yep. We will actually. We will do that. So people will have a link to that on the Juno Afternoon website.
Great.
Sounds good. Okay. Well, Zach, thanks so much for joining us. Celia and McKenna, thanks so much, and have a great season. Good luck this season. It's gonna maybe be a little bit more normal of a season. It'll be back to getting meets going, back to travel, back to kind of the normal training, and not having to run with masks on and stuff like that. It'll be hopefully a really great season for everyone there at the track team. Really appreciate you guys joining us. Thank you. Okay, yeah, me too.
Thank you.
Thanks so much. That's the that's JDHS track team there, and you'll be able to check out that Alaska Nets. It's happening 2 showings on Friday, March 25th, and Saturday, March 26th. And there's going to be more information on that at the ktoo.org/Juno Afternoon website. So check that out.